SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
It's on! The biggest Maytag sale of the year at Lowe's. Buy two select laundry appliances and get up to a $100 bonus via instant rebate. Shop all things Maytag, including the new stackable Pet Pro laundry system that removes pet hair from clothes. Lowe's, we help, you save. Offer valid through 531. See store for pricing and offer details. Advertise savings on all major Maytag appliances through Maytag.com and participating retailers. Prices may vary. Additional terms and conditions apply.
You're listening to SBS News.
In this bulletin, an Australian man confirmed killed in Ukraine. Anthony Albanese unveils a new look cabinet for his second term government. And in sport, the Matildas heading to Western Australia next month for a series of friendlies. With the latest SBS News, I'm Deborah Brooke. An Australian has died in Ukraine during a landmine clearing operation in the war-torn country. SBS News understands the man, identified as Nick Parsons, died in a demining accident near Izium in eastern Ukraine last week. Ukraine's ambassador to Australia, Vasyl Miroshnichenko, has told SBS the 28-year-old was a volunteer with the explosive ordnance disposal charity Prevail Together. Prevail board member Sean Pinner says the organisation's co-founder Chris Garrett also died as a result of injuries sustained in the incident. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has removed Tanya Plibersek from her environment portfolio and reshuffled other roles in a new-look ministry, unveiled in Canberra this afternoon. Michelle Rowland has been named the new Attorney-General after Mark Dreyfus was knifed by his own right faction in a power play by Deputy Prime Minister Richard Marles. Anne Alley has been elevated to Cabinet from the Outer Ministry, making her the sole Muslim MP in the senior leadership team after Ed Husic also fell victim to factional warfare. Mr Albanese has retained his frontline team of Defence Minister Marles, Treasurer Jim Chalmers, Finance Minister Katie Gallagher, Foreign Affairs Minister Penny Wong and Trade Minister Don Farrell. The PM says Jenny McAllister and Mark Butler will share responsibility for the NDIS.
And that is precisely what's required when it comes to the reform of the NDIS. We want to make sure that the NDIS fulfils what its intention was, that everyone has the best opportunity to contribute to Australian society and that people with a disability don't get left behind.
The Greens are predicted to retain one seat in the Federal House of Representatives. Polling group Redbridge has told SBS they believe Elizabeth Watson-Brown will hold her inner Brisbane seat of Ryan, defeating a challenge from Liberal National candidate Maggie Forrest. There are at least six seats that remain to be called more than a week after the federal election on May 3rd. India and Pakistan are trading warnings as they maintain a tentative ceasefire. Both nuclear-armed countries have accused each other of violating the pact when it first came into effect. Pakistan's military claims to have hit 26 Indian military facilities before the truce was called, rejecting Indian military officials' claims its actions violated the ceasefire deal. Pakistan military spokesman Lieutenant General Ahmed Sharif Chowdhury says conflict between the neighbouring countries puts more than 1.6 billion people in danger.
There's no space for war between India and Pakistan. And if anyone wants to carve out this space for war, he's actually carving out space for mutual annihilation.
To the US, and the Trump administration has fired the nation's top official in charge of copyright days after terminating the head of the Library of Congress. Shira Perlmutter has led the Copyright Office since October 2020, while librarian Carla Hayden has been in her post since 2010, after being appointed by Democratic President Barack Obama as the first woman and African American in the role. The sackings are separate to the mass layoffs that have been happening under the purview of the Department of Government Efficiency, which a district court judge has ruled must be halted for 14 days because they lack approval from Congress. These firings have raised concerns that the administration is purging anyone perceived to oppose the president, but White House Press Secretary Carolyn Leavitt says they are entitled to do so.
We felt she did not fit the needs of the American people. There were quite concerning things that she had done at the Library of Congress in the pursuit of DEI and putting inappropriate books in the library for children, and we don't believe that she was serving the interests of the American taxpayer well.
Back home, and Shiva Yusufpour will be among the designers showcased at this year's Australian Fashion Week. The Sydney-based designer migrated to Australia from Iran more than a decade ago. She's told SBS it has taken a while for her to follow in her father's footsteps and pursue a career as a fashion designer.
My dad was a very famous fashion designer before the revolution. After 50 years, my dad did that runway show. I did mine. And it was not about just having a show. It was something like, I could say, I could reclaim something that taken from him.
To sport, and in football news, the Matildas will return to Western Australia next month for a series of friendlies. The international window will open with a two-match series in Perth at the end of June against Slovenia, before the Matildas go to the regional town of Bunbury in July to host Panama. The fixtures mark the Matildas' first appearances in Perth since their successful AFC Women's Olympic qualifiers in 2023. I'm Deborah Grawk. This is SBS News.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organisation a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.